Gagan, and this week I'm going to be talking about what you can do to make things more accessible. For me, this has honestly been a huge problem for pretty much my whole life. From websites and social media posts where people might have an image with text in it that I can't read, all the way through to college where somebody might send me a document and again, I can't read it. Speaking of college, we actually used a website in college for submitting assignments and reading notes, but even that wasn't accessible and half the time I couldn't use it. And the problem was that even if they fixed it, well, they would release an update maybe later that year and break it again. So again, I was stuck not being able to use it. There were lecturers and people who maybe didn't really want to change things to accommodate me, and then there were lecturers who really cared, but they didn't really know what to do, which is also not good, obviously, especially when you combine that with the fact that people are a bit too afraid to ask questions. Some people feel like they might upset me or that they might say something wrong, but the thing is that only makes the problem worse, because then we don't actually find a solution. So what are things that aren't accessible? Well, I'm sure a lot of you have posted images on social media or have created a document with images in it. And images usually aren't accessible unless you add this thing called alt text. Now, alt text stands for alternative text and is used to give an alternative description of an image. It's used for, well, firstly, if images don't load on a website, for example, this alternative text will show up. But also people who use screen readers like me, when their screen reader is focusing on that image, it will actually read out that alt text. But obviously, if that alt text isn't there, all the screen reader says is image. So what exactly am I supposed to do with that information? Speaking of images, actually, a lot of people will create documents made entirely of images. A lot of the time in college when somebody would send me a PDF, it would literally just be pages made up of images, which my screen reader can't read. So you might as well just not send it to me, because all my screen reader is going to say is image, which obviously isn't very useful when I'm supposed to be reading something. And there's a lot of other examples of images being a problem. For example, buttons with icons or images in them, or even links, where people don't add alt text. So my screen reader might just say link or button. So I want you to imagine for a second that you're on your phone or your computer. You go to a website, and on this website, there's buttons and images. On every single button, it just says the word button. And every image is a picture, and in this picture, all there is the word image. Now, that might sound a bit ridiculous, but every time I go to a website that isn't accessible, for example, well, that's essentially what I get. All the buttons just say button. All the images just say image. All the links just say link. And again, to take this a step further, if you were trying to sign up, for example, for an account, and every single text box just said edit box, or text box, or blank, instead of saying email, password, first name, last name. Because again, that's what I have to deal with when something isn't accessible. So exactly what would you do if you visited this website and all the buttons just had the word button on them? How would you know where to go to log in? How would you know where to go to search? How would you know how to get to a certain page on the website? Obviously you wouldn't. Now imagine that you're in school or college and a lecturer or a teacher sends you a document. So you open this document and inside is literally just blank images. Blank images, every single page, you check, it's completely blank, you can't use it at all. You reply to the lecturer, you say, hey, I actually can't read this document at all. All these images are blank. What am I supposed to do? So again, what do you think would happen in that scenario? How exactly are you supposed to make those people use your website? Why would they use your website? If you have a business, your business is going to lose out on a lot of customers. In the second scenario there with the lecturer, how exactly are you supposed to read that document? You know, students are going to be put at a disadvantage if they're using a screen reader and you're sending out that file. Because even if you do fix it, they're going to have less time to finish the assignment. Honestly, it's quite upsetting to have to go back and forth over and over again about these problems as well, you know? And also, it's not just people who are using screen readers who are affected by things like this. Lastly, imagine that a friend sends you a video. In this video, there's two people talking, but the video has no audio. How exactly are you supposed to know what those two people are saying? Well, unlike the last examples, which would mainly affect somebody who can't see, this one would apply more so if you're deaf. If the video doesn't have subtitles, captions, or a transcript, how exactly are you supposed to know what's going on in the video? And I know you're thinking, oh, well, that's not as big of a deal, but it is. You know, this can happen anywhere. This can happen in school or at work, as I mentioned, with your friends. And it might seem like, oh, if it happens with your friends, that's not as big of a deal. But honestly, it's still really upsetting to not be able to use a website, read a document, you know, listen to a video. So honestly, it's a really, really big problem, especially when maybe somebody will go and they'll update their website to make it more accessible. And that's great. And sometimes that works fine. But then in a few months' time, maybe they'll go back and update something else and it will break everything because they would have tried to redesign it and now they didn't update the accessibility of the website. So now it doesn't work again, you know? So it's honestly really, really frustrating. Even right before this podcast, I ran into this exact problem. So I have a piece of software on my computer that controls something that my microphone plugs into. And that piece of software isn't accessible. And I can't use it. Every time I want to change anything, I have to ask my wife to help, which is fine, and she doesn't mind. But honestly, being able to do something yourself is really, really great. And if she's busy doing something else, then what am I supposed to do? You know, I just have to wait until she's done doing whatever she's doing, or until somebody else is, you know, able to help me, or whatever it might be. Which, honestly, as I said, is okay, but it's really frustrating that I can't just do it myself. And now I actually managed to find some people got together and actually made a new version of this piece of software that is accessible. And that is absolutely fantastic. And I've been using it and honestly, it has made a big difference to my day, which might sound a bit silly, but you don't know what it feels like to be able to do something that you weren't able to do before. And if you do, well then I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. So yeah, this is great. These people came together, they made this new version, and now it's accessible. That's fantastic. But honestly, they shouldn't have to. You know, people should already be including alt text in their images, and companies should already be making things that are accessible. I'll give you a bit of perspective as to why this matters so much. So, not only does this affect me and a handful of other people, there's a lot of other examples that I haven't covered here. And given that around 16% of the world have a disability that impacts their everyday life, so that's, I think, around 1.3 billion people, just imagine if you're a business owner, you could have an extra possible 1.3 billion customers, which is huge. Or even personally, you know, disabled people miss out. They don't get to use a certain product or service because they can't use the website, so they can't buy it. Maybe they can't go to college. Maybe they can't be friends with this person, or they wouldn't be, whereas maybe they would. Maybe you post an image online with some text in it, and somebody who can't see, who would honestly really enjoy whatever that joke is, or whatever that piece of information is, won't ever get to read it. So they'll never get to comment on it, or, you know, message you about it. You know, even you're missing out on opportunities, even if you don't think you are. So it's a huge deal. When that many people are being impacted by something like that, for perspective, I live in Ireland and I think the population of Ireland is, I think it's about 5 or 6 million people currently. That is multiple orders of magnitude bigger than the country of Ireland. It is a huge amount of people. So anybody who is thinking that, oh, I don't need to add alt text to this image, or I don't need to worry about making this PDF accessible, you do. Because there are 1.3 billion people who are counting on you to do that. So what exactly needs to happen here? Well, I suppose the point of the episode is to talk about things from a personal perspective. So you personally, the next time you're posting an image on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X as it's now called, or even LinkedIn, just see if there's an option to add alt text to the image. And if there is, just write something. I'm not asking for an essay on what's in the image, even if it's just a picture of a person, just a, you know, one or two line description of what it is. Or if there's some text in the image, just write the text in the box. It doesn't have to be a big deal. If you're a lecturer or a teacher, Make sure that you're not just sending people PDFs of images. You know, it's little things like that. It honestly won't take much time out of your day, but it will make my day a lot better. So that's great. You know, on a personal level, we can all make a difference. But also, there needs to be expansion of a legal side of things, if you will. And this is happening especially here in the EU. There are places that are doing better and worse than us, and there's new laws coming out all the time. Like, I think it's called the Accessibility Directive, which I might talk about in a future podcast, that honestly is making a big difference, but it's only really targeting websites and apps made by government bodies and that are, you know, made by public services. For example, here in Ireland, the HSE, or the NHS if you're in the UK. It will only affect things like that, which, yeah, that is great. And honestly, you would be surprised at how terrible some government websites are. So it's great that there is something happening about that. But let's be honest here. Most of us aren't spending our time on, you know, whatever .gov. A lot of us are spending time on other websites, like YouTube or Reddit or whatever it might be that you use. You know, even on WhatsApp. I know recently they released a new version of their app for the computer, and the previous one was honestly really terrible and I never used it, but they released a new one and it's way better now. Is it perfect? Probably not, but given that it's owned by Facebook now, honestly, you would think that I think they're a $1 trillion company now, could honestly make something accessible. So it needs to start with us, first of all, and if we can, you know, hold ourselves accountable, then hopefully we'll be able to hold all these other big companies accountable. So I would really appreciate it if the next time you are posting an image or doing something like that, keep in mind what I've said. If you're posting a video, try your best to add some captions, or at least, you know, say what's happening in the video, in the actual caption. That's another thing that I do not like. People will maybe send me an image and I'm like, what is in this? You know, if you can't add alt text or whatever, just put a little message with it saying, oh yeah, picture of, whatever. You know, and it doesn't have to be weird. It doesn't have to be like, oh, this was clearly written for somebody who can't see or whatever like that. It can just be a regular message. I think the most important takeaway from this episode should be to ask questions. For example, if you have a question for me, you can always message me on LinkedIn. You can leave a comment on the video, or in the description of the podcast, no matter where you're watching it, will be the email for Envisionly. So you can send me a question there or whatever. But even if you know somebody who might have a disability or who maybe does things a little bit differently to you, ask them a question. Ask them, hey, what do you think about this? Hey, does this work all right for you? Could I do better with this? You know, because they're probably not going to get upset. They're probably just going to really appreciate the fact that you want to do better and that it seems like you care. Because if you don't ask, then it's going to seem like you probably don't care. So again, if that's all you do after this is ask somebody a question, well then honestly, that's all that I can ask for. Thank you for joining me again for another episode of the Envision Tech Podcast. Hopefully you'll be back again next time, and thank you all for listening.